channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Cooking Autism. Our focus this morning, April Birch is here. April, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so thankful to be back again.
I am so thankful to have you. We have so much to talk about.
We do. We always do.
And just for one reason or another, we have not been able to get together since late fall. So
yeah.
We are here and we have things to talk about.
Yes, so many things.
One of the things that came to mind is as I was driving in this morning and I'm just knowing really since January 2nd, as a matter of fact, when the snow started, the stop and the start in different hours, and you go late or it's virtual.
Yes.
Or whatever. What does that do to both families and special needs students?
So that is a fantastic question because I feel like it's rough on everybody, the constant changes. But I will tell you from my experience, the special needs community, specifically autism and ADHD, they really, really do very well with schedules. Schedules are super important because it lessens a lot of the anxiety that we get of the unknown. So having a schedule is super important. And we saw that when the school shut down, what an impact mm-hmm. that had on our community. But even now, with the coming in late or not coming in at all, it really takes a toll on our education in general and on our family life, because what we see is that our kiddos, because they need that schedule, that same consistency, it can really put us back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I know in my family, my youngest, Danny, he's very much needs a schedule. He is very rigid in his schedule. There's no flexibility. So when things happen, we have to front load it, what I call front loading. So we have to prepare him. Okay, there was no snow today. So this is what our schedule is going to look like. We're going to do this at this time and this at this time. And what that does is it really alleviates a lot of that anxiety. So we do see a significant impact when things like snow come in or rain days. But of course, that's nobody's fault. That is, you know, Mother Nature.
Right.
But it does impact our community significantly. And sometimes there might be a little regression. Not everybody's impacted, but, you know, sometimes there's some regression and some anxiety that comes along with it. But
And I do think, April, because if you don't have kids on the spectrum, you don't even think about this. You think, okay, this will be our day. Oh, well, I'm going to have
sure.
to juggle this around. But, boy, I mean, every single day, and I guess even whether it's, as you talk, even whether it's a snow day or not,
mm-hmm.
you the parent really has to.
You have to pivot.
You have to have a plan.
Yes.
Really every day.
Yeah. One of our board members, Andrea, who's, you know, been here a gazillion times.
We love Andrea.
Her, one of her favorite shows is Pivot, is Friends, when they do that pivot
yeah.
with the couch. And it's the same thing, is that we have to pivot our whole day and our whole thinking to be able to protect and protect our children and really give them the ease of mind of what's coming ahead. But yes, it causes some anxiety, and it's an everyday constant thing. But you get used to it and you love it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't change it for the world, but I would appreciate the snow giving us a little more heads up, or, you know,
yeah.
staying away a little bit.
Yeah, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
The other thing is just masks, and not even getting into, I'm not asking you to, you know, so what do you think about, you
sure.
know, this or that, but with masks, and when that all began, I'm sure that that was an adjustment because we all had to adjust. But again, with
yeah.
with a lot of these families,
yep.
there would have been a whole, as you talk about pivoting,
sure.
That was a pretty big pivot.
Yes, so that is very true. A lot of times, children and adults with autism have some pretty significant sensory overload, they're sensory seeking, or they have sensory overload. Meaning sensory seeking, meaning they need a lot of hugs, they need a lot of touching, they need a lot of pressure on their bodies because it makes them feel better. And then sensory overload is when there's just too much going on, too much lights, too much noise, too much smell. Everything is just too much, and it really causes some anxiety and ultimately. A lot of times kind of a breakdown. And you'll see sometimes there's a lot of behavioral problems when it comes to either side of those. So when the pandemic first started, in my experience, I was very worried, because with that sensory overload, when you're adding something to mm-hmm. your face, just already there's so much involved. You're feeling everything. It's a different way of breathing. It's a different way of smelling. It's a different way of feeling. So having a mask on your face, I just thought, oh man, how is this going to happen? But I will tell you, some kiddos absolutely can't stand it. It's just too hard. It's too much overload. But there are some other kiddos that I was very, very surprised that had no problem and just moved along like there was no change. The other thing that is hard for masks is with autism and a lot of times ADHD too, for both, it is already sometimes very hard to read facial expressions. They have a hard time looking at you and I, and we can kind of, when we're communicating, we can kind of tell mm-hmm. what the other person is feeling or thinking by looking at faces and watching eyes and watching hands. That does not come easy to a lot of our special needs kiddos. It doesn't. It is one more thing that is a big challenge to read. So by adding masks to our teachers' faces, that became even more challenging. And adding masks to our other students' faces when we're trying to socialize, boy, that was challenging as well. But I'll tell you, a lot of kiddos are doing great with it. But then again, there are a lot of kiddos that are really struggling. So there's a, you know, it's a give and take, and we do one day at a time, and we celebrate the little things, and we celebrate the big things, and we do the best that we can, and then we do it again the next day, the next day.
Yeah. No, but as you described this, April, it brings to light just the fact that if we've got friends and family that are dealing with this thing, these kinds of things, remember that. I don't. In some ways, you can't help them. It's something that they have to deal with. But just remember that life isn't easy.
Yeah, and I think about it often. Of when you're going to the grocery store and you see an adult or a child with autism or some sort of special needs, and you see that they're having a little bit of a struggle. Maybe they're screaming or doing a lot of flapping. Sometimes flapping can be excitement, but sometimes it can be scared. That's their way of dealing with being scared. And I think about it when I see people out in the grocery stores and they're having a hard time, just to give them grace and space. Grace and space are two great things to give people when they're having a hard time, and whether it be masks or the chilliness and having to put on extra layers of coats or boots or extra hats, anything like that can really, the sensory overload can really trigger a lot of anxiety. So grace and space are two great things to give our community members when they're out and about and having a struggle.
I like that. April Birch here with Cooking Autism, cookingautism.org. If you've never checked out the website, we're going to talk about what they're involved in and then a whole lot of programs that are going on and a lot to catch up with April Birch and Cooking Autism. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
April Birch here with Cooking Autism. For people, we always have people in and out who may not even know about Cooking Autism. Oh. Describe what Cooking Autism is all about.
Sure. We were founded about 5 years ago. Almost 5 years ago. Wow.
Wow. We've known each other a while.
We have. Ted, wow. But what we do is we provide life skills programs to our community members that have neurological challenges. And we do that through the natural environment of a cooking class. That helps us get our community in the kitchen to work on nutrition, but it also helps to work on communication and sequencing and following directions and communication. And that's a big one for us because we know that some of our community members are verbal, some are nonverbal, some use electronics to be able to communicate, some use sign language to communicate. So that's a big thing that we work on. And also another is for advocating. We think it's so important for each person to learn how to be able to advocate for themselves, to ask for something or to say, no, I don't like this, or yes, I really like this. Super important. So those are some of the kind of the foundational things that we start to work on in the programs. And we do that. One of the ways that we do that is we provide grants to teachers in the area, special education teachers, so that they can buy equipment and food to be able to implement some of these classes inside of the schools so that they can use that to work kind of like a foundation to work off of. And then we provide programs in our community as well to be able to reach the people that cannot attend in a brick-and-mortar school. So our goal is to help our community members build a foundation to where they can grow and thrive in basic life skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
You put at the end of the year, I saw a statistic, and I have been waiting for, well, since the end of the year to bring this up to you when I saw, but you put on Facebook, I think it was on December 31st, that we were looking back at what Cooking Autism had done and that you had impacted and provided skills and programs to 684 children and young adults last year. And that number to me was that's a big number.
It's
and I think
huge.
You think of how many not only those people, but all of the families and people around them.
Yes.
It's even a bigger number.
And the programs are for an entire year, so it's not just a one and done. Mm-hmm. We're growing each time a program is done. But yes, that's if you think about it, and I love this. If you think about it, those 684 kiddos are impacting their families around them, their siblings, aunts, uncles, their bus drivers, their community mm-hmm. members at the stores. They are building a stronger foundation. So in 10, 15, 20 years, hopefully they will look back and think and see so much growth that they'll have so much independence and confidence coming out of that. But I love it. And it grows and grows every year, bigger and bigger, the amount of need in the area. We didn't originally when we started, we thought, hey, we could help support 5 classrooms. And that's what we knew was the need in the area. And then as we've grown bigger, the community has helped us to step up to support all of these children and programs because the need just grows and grows.
Oh, I just think someday there's going to be a map, and it's going to be one of these interactive maps that just shows it growing. You know, started in Stafford,
yes,
and then started because I can remember you in here when a few years ago because originally it was. It was classrooms in Stafford County. This was a Stafford County schools program. Thought
yes.
It was so cool, and I kept thinking other places are going to want this. And when you gave your first grant to a teacher, and I think it was either Caroline,
yes.
Or Spotsylvania.
Well, this year our first the first grant that went out this year was Caroline County, and then King George County. But we also now have Spotsy, Fredericksburg, Manassas, and a couple of places in Maryland.
Yeah.
It's just spreading.
It is. It's gonna start going out, and I can envision it in my mind that eventually, and the way it's spreading in not too many years, we're gonna look at a United States map,
yes.
And it's gonna be filling up.
Yes, we actually have this year given some support to a few Central Florida classrooms as well. So we're spreading out in the area, and we have a Georgia class we're supporting too. So yes, it's so funny to think how something so important to my family spread into five classrooms and then spread into the Rappahannock area, and it's just growing from there. But I mean, autism and ADHD doesn't just live only in our area. It is everywhere. Right. So I'm very thankful that we've been able to grow and support as much as we can our area. We gave out $36,000 in 2021 in just grants alone, and that's not including our local community supplies and scholarships. So all of that came from our community members to be able to help our kiddos. And I'll tell you, teachers are amazing because they can take a penny and make it stretch as far as it can. So we are very thankful for that.
And I think teachers, whether they're in staff, you know, teachers anywhere, see this program and see what it does. And they've got the excitement, really, that started it. It started with the idea in Stafford.
Yes.
You as a family were impacted by it. You win a car and don't want the car because you want to help fund those programs. Yes. And Tim Pohanka steps in, and you know it's just block after block after block.
Yes, I love the story. One of our board members started the program probably almost 12 years ago, Carrie George, Donna Bloom, and a few other amazing, Amy Allen and a few other amazing special educators. And my son became one of their students, and I just saw such a humongous impact. He was nonverbal, but he was starting to be able to communicate and laugh and socialize. And for him, those are huge challenges. So to be able to see him go grow from there was absolutely outstanding. And then I loved this story. We had won the opportunity to have a car from Pohanka Nissan, but asked him instead to give that money to our son's program because they were out of funds, and they were the teachers were pulling money out of their own pockets, which is, that's not fair.
Yeah.
So Tim Pohanka very kindly gave our son's program a donation and then matched it for the VCU Autism for Excellence program. And that was it. From there, we started the nonprofit with all of the amazing teachers, and it has just grown from there tremendously. It's been fantastic.
If you want to find out more, cookingautism.org, the website. There's also a Facebook page that has all the updated things. One of the things, and I am hoping that this year is going to be the year.
Yes.
The race toward autism acceptance.
I'm so excited.
I can remember and it really was really weeks before the pandemic started.
Yes.
We did a show and set the whole thing up, and we're excited, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen.
Yep.
And you have had a race and you've had a thing, but nothing still has really matched what your original goal was. And probably this year probably won't either, but at least maybe it's going to happen in the spring like you envisioned.
Yes, our original goal was to have bounce houses and all of these sensory tents, and then the pandemic hit. So we had to scale back a little bit. We still had an amazing race, had a great time. We had a lot of games and a DJ. It was fantastic, a food truck. We did still have the race, and now we're going to do it again this year. And this year it's all outside again. And we are socially distancing, but we are going to have a blast. We are bringing back the food trucks, and we have on the pathway, we're going to have live music. We have a DJ back at the festival. We're going to have this huge festival. We are having bounce houses and games, and oh my goodness, it's going to be fantastic. And that's April 2nd, which coincidentally is Autism Awareness Day, Global Autism Awareness Day.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to celebrate in a big, big way, and we have a lot of vendors and a lot of supporters coming out to just celebrate all things autism.
April 2nd at Old Mill Park.
That's correct.
In Fredericksburg. And we will do a show when it gets, as we get closer, a month or so out of that. But That will be an exciting day.
I'm so excited. Our community needs a reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
And to get out and to enjoy and love each other up. And I think this is a fantastic opportunity to do that.
Well, I just think, given everything that's happened and the fact that you continue to grow, it does show, like you say, that there are just so many needs with autism right now. And you have been there to really help in so many ways. I think in the early days of the pandemic when you did your cooking shows.
Yes. That was one of our favorite things.
Fantastic.
when the schools were no longer allowed to open, we discussed as a board, how in the world are we going to be able to continue having that same schedule and that same excitement from our kiddos? We didn't want the possibility of regression, which is very, very common in autism and in our special needs community in general. There's regression is a very real, a real thing. So we stepped online and started doing these amazing cooking events with our kiddos on our Facebook Live and our YouTube Live, and then we got the community involved. So we got a lot of our local community celebrities to come out and cook with us and to show their favorite recipes. And we did this all virtually, so mm-hmm. we got to socially distance, and we had so much fun. So now all of those videos are still on YouTube, and we hope one day to be able to get some more of our local community members, like Ted Schubel, out to, you know, show us how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Or
if I had done it, because you did ask me, and there was some there was some excuse that I quickly came up with. But if I had done it, I would have done my tuna casserole.
Oh, Ted, I love tuna casserole.
See, that's my problem. My family doesn't love tuna casserole.
Well, there's a lot of different textures and mixtures and flavors.
Yeah.
But, man, I do love tuna casserole.
I would do it for you.
I'm holding you to that.
I would do it for you with my tuna casserole. Wow, the fact that you like tuna is exciting to me.
This
is another link that we have together.
Yep, tuna fish.
Love it. Cookingautism.org. Cookingautism.org is the website. Go also to Facebook. April Birch here. We haven't even talked about the HANDS program. I don't think we've ever talked about the HANDS program on this show before. Maybe we have.
Good. It's new and exciting.
It's going to be new and exciting. I am looking forward to talking about that. We will do that when we come back. We also will talk about scholarships and grants and lots of things to deal with April on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk. Done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
April Birchin this morning with Cooking Autism. Cookingautism.org is the website. April, I have seen little bits and pieces of this HANDS program.
Oh, yes.
Talk to me about this, because this is something new, and boy, you as I look at it, this is just like another kind of it's another way of just to branch out.
Yes.
Another area.
So the amazing Rappahannock Area Rotary Club and the Community Foundation here in the Rappahannock area both gave us wonderful grants to be able to do this HANDS program, when HANDS stands for Honoring Autism and Neurodiversity Services. And what HANDS is we're getting our kiddos' hands into dirt. We are growing gardens either outside in the dirt, or we are growing them inside in hydroponic we have little machines. And what this is doing is that this is promoting seed to plate food. So they get to pick what they want to grow. So we're talking lettuce, we're talking carrots, herbs, a lot of herbs, and they get to see, they get to plant things and see it grow and see it cultivate, and they get to week by week see the amazing growth that happens over our food. And that does a couple of things. That really helps limit some of that food anxiety, especially when it comes to healthy food. A lot of, if you talk to a lot of community members that have autistic children, they will tell you that food is a huge hurdle in the autism community because there's so much sensory overload involved. So
you've talked about that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So when you're growing your own food and then preparing your own food, that really helps set your kiddo or yourself up for success because you get to get your hands dirty, you get to get the smells, you get the taste, the sight, you get to see everything happening, and then you incorporate it into a easy recipe, and that really opens up your food palate. So, and then not only that, there's a lot of scientific things that are happening and a lot of educational data that we're taking at the same time to see where people are growing. And it has been a fantastic, wonderful, wonderful resource. And we've got a lot of the programs in our schools, but what we've also done is we've started the program outside of the school. We meet at the Fredericksburg Food Co-op, which is the new grocery that is owned by the community. Mm-hmm. I love, love, love that. We meet there the first Tuesday of every month. So we get to see some of the growth there. But what we also do, which is another key component to this, is we get to take our community members and walk them around a grocery store and show them this, you know, get to see the signs, get to see, learn how a grocery store works, because that's important too.
Right.
For adults and children to come into a grocery store, be able to read signs and find where the produce section is. This is where I'm going to find apples. This is where I'm going to find carrots. Where's the dairy section? This is where I need to find our milk, our yogurt, and basically giving our community members life skills that they can grow off of. Because once again, sometimes it takes several interactions and several meetings to be able to really fine tune and grow from these life skills. So it has been fantastic. And the Fredericksburg Food Co-op has been so kind to let us, because they have tables in there and we get to walk around and we purchase food. So they get, that's another component. They get to walk through and put things on the belt, and then we use the card or cash to pay for food. So they're learning from seed all the way through their grocery store, all the way to their plates. It has been step by step, just amazing. And the kids love it. They love it so much. They get very excited about doing the hands program.
You said the first Tuesday of every month.
Yes. And it starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Fredericksburg Food Co-op.
What a great idea.
I just love it. So my whole heart forever and ever has been, selfishly, what am I going to do when I'm no longer able to take care of my kiddos?
Yeah.
And so my heart is that they will have the resources and the ability to be able to fend for themselves. And this is one of those ways. They get to make their own food. They get to purchase their own food. They get to understand what a grocery store looks like and the ins and outs of how to find food and how to build a menu and how to read directions and how to implement step-by-step directions. That is my selfish part, but not only do my kids get to do that, everybody in our community has that opportunity
as
well.
What a great idea. Again, first Tuesday, 5:30 every month at the food co-op downtown. As you were talking about that, it occurred to me that before I knew you and I knew Cooking Autism, I have done things for many, many years with Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Oh, yes.
And the things that they do with their plants and things like that.
I love this.
And I just think of what they do, what you do. We're really a blessed community to have so many of these options out there.
I 100% agree. And I love that their community members get to get into the community. They do the same thing. They do grocery mm-hmm. shopping.
Yeah.
They go, I think they have a donut day at Freddy's Donuts. The wonderful things they get to do. But yes, you're right. We have some fantastic resources. I was telling in my personal life, I get a lot of, hey, I need help. I just got a diagnosis for my child and I don't know where to go from here. Or, hey, I'm 27 years old and I just got a diagnosis of autism. I'm a late diagnosis. I just need some resources. And reaching through the Rappahannock, we have some amazing, amazing resources. If you go to the Rappahannock Area Autism Council, their Facebook page, they actually have built a booklet, and it has these amazing different services that you can reach out to. Some of them are parent resources. Some of them are for specifically autism, but they have just a whole booklet full of fantastic resources for our community.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Rappahannock Autism Council. I did not know about
mm-hmm.
that.
They're I think they were built probably about 3 years ago by the head of the Paragon Autism Services. Okay. And he built a council with a lot of the autism, I would say, leaders in the area, and would like to invite more. He just wants to build. He wants to bring in as much support as possible, because the more support you have, the more support you're able to give, and it is fantastic.
Now, as you were talking, I was just thinking, because Alexis Fox from Rappahannock Adult Activities comes in here often and talks about their programs, and she is just passionate about getting her people planting and selling and giving them
yes.
skills, just like you talk about.
And I love the selling part. I love that they do that too, because they are building a business. They are, from start to finish, using money. They are asking for help. They are learning how to communicate, how to socialize while they're selling. And I really love what they're doing too. It's fantastic.
And you were telling me off air about a group that I had never heard about.
Oh, yes. So there is a group in the area. It's called the Choice Group. And I've been working with them for a few years now. And what they do, the Choice Group sends their adult community, especially their special needs community, to different companies and different places in the area so that they can build life skills and so that they can build a resume. So they've been coming to Cooking Autism and working on our t-shirts, working on our race packets, working on our office supplies. And the adults will come in and they'll spend a couple hours doing small jobs around Cooking Autism and other companies in the area. And then at the end of the day, they will sit down and they do kind of a data collection of what did you like, what did you not like, what did you prefer to do. And so they'll bounce from different companies to see what each of their community members excel in and what they want to do. And then from there, they build resumes and they build experience so that our special needs community can go and find jobs in the area, and they connect them with people who are willing to hire them. And it is fantastic. So if you're a company and you are interested in having some volunteers in your area, come and find me and I'll connect you with the Choice Group, because it is a lot of fun, and they're very passionate workers. Definitely.
What's so interesting, April, is that I'm sure you've gone through it, and probably even still today, just like you said, you know, worrying how are my kids going to be taken care of,
yes.
or you look at the big picture of things, and it's easy to get probably frustrated
and
discouraged. But there are a lot of good things around here, and if you just look around, there are things you're able to plug your kids into.
Yes, I have been very fortunate over, especially the last 5 years, of meeting a lot of community members that are just willing to help, and a lot of companies that are just willing to help. And the problem is when you first get a diagnosis, or your child first gets diagnosed, you just don't know. Everything is so scary. I tell the story of when my youngest was diagnosed, who was actually diagnosed before my oldest. I kind of went through this kind of grieving period, because you think to yourself of, okay, my kiddo is not going to have the perfect life that I envision, that mm-hmm. every mom envisions for their child.
Sure.
This is going to be hard. So that took me about a day. And my mother, she called me and she said, okay, now you have a diagnosis. Now it's time to start working. And that was all I needed. That's what I needed to get myself into gear and to turn a hard situation into something that I was going to work hard for. It's scary. because you don't know what's out there. And in your mind, you're thinking, what happens when I'm gone? What happens when I'm no longer able to take care of my children? Where do we go from there? And there are a lot of resources. So I'm very fortunate over the last 5 years that I've been introduced to just these amazing opportunities. And it is either quietly or very loudly, our community is just webbed with amazing supports.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of finding them. So that's where the Rappahannock Area Autism Council comes in, because they're collecting those supports and making them available to others.
I just remember – well, I remember the first time when Kathy Valentine contacted me about Rappahannock Adult Activities, and we started doing programs of how – and those were adults, and just how that was a whole new world
yes.
to me. When you and your little groups first started coming in, I can remember just with kids and in schools, it was a whole new world.
Yes. So,
I mean, there's a lot of education that goes into this, but as you learn about what's out there, like I say, this area is very fortunate.
We really, really are. When parents contact me and I say, and we talk about what resources out there, it actually can be a little overwhelming because
right.
there are so many. But it's a one step at a time, and just 1 foot forward at a time. And but yes, one of the things that we hope for at Cooking Autism is that we are helping to build a great foundation for children. And when they move into adulthood, I'm so thankful to have the resources that they around the area where they can have the support that they need. It really takes kind of a little worry off of my mommy heart and off of our community members as well.
CookingAutism.org if you want to find out about all the great, 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 great programs of Cooking Autism. April Birch here. Quick break, a very quick break. And we're going to wrap this up this morning by talking about scholarships and grants and all kinds of stuff. There's a lot. We could go on for another hour or two, but we can't. But we'll take a quick break and wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
April Birch here this morning with Cooking Autism. CookingAutism.org. Before we get out of here, and we still have 5 or 6 minutes to go through all of this, April. But there are a lot of cool things going on, and in the teacher realm, the education
yes.
realm, you've got grants and scholarships that people can apply for.
Yes, starting in February, we're going to open up our scholarship again. So if you are in school to become a special educator, keep an eye out, because that scholarship is coming up fast. We also have another scholarship, grant cycle that'll be coming up at the end of the school year that will transition us into the 2022-2023 school year. And I'll tell you, it has grown so big, but our community has really, really, really stepped up to help us provide funds and grants and supplies to these teachers, which has been fantastic. So that's coming up at the end of our year. And what we'll do is send an email blast out, and we will also put it on our website. And then I'll invite myself back to talk with you, Ted, so we can tell more people about it. And then we have one more grant cycle, another grant that's coming up at the end of the year, or actually very soon. That is the Joe Callahan Fund. And Joe Callahan was an amazing grandpa in the area that recently passed, and he wanted to provide support to others like his grandson. So his
okay.
grandfather, excuse me.
Yeah.
But his grandson is autistic and
okay.
nonverbal, but he is fantastic. So we're putting together a grant cycle for the Joe Callahan Life Skills Grant Programs. And we are very excited about that. That will go live here in the next week or so. And we will start taking donations specifically for that one so that we can start that grant. And it's so fantastic. It's great.
And those are the kind of things that just they keep popping up, and people start offering these kind of things.
Yes.
And this is what's going to get you into more classes and more teachers involved. And
really building that foundation that our community needs to be able to continue to have confidence and advocate for themselves and independence. These are the type of things that help us get there. So we are so thankful for our community that has our community that has really stepped up to help us with that, especially Pohanka. He has never stopped supporting us, and he has just done a wonderful job supporting and giving us the resources that we need for us to send help.
He does. He's always talking about it, and not just talking, but providing financially. Speaking of which, I had wondered about this. That there is going to be another auction car?
Yes, there is. So we are working right now with the YMCA, Micah, and Ansley's Angels. And that they are fantastic, a fantastic group. Devlin from the YMCA is really pushing right now to get us all of our licensure to be able to do it. And she's working hard, and we are hoping for a March Madness raffle.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's coming up pretty fast, and I'll have more dates and more information about that very soon. But we had a fantastic winner last year, so this will be our second year, and it was a huge success. Ended up Tim Pohanka donated the car so that all of our nonprofits didn't have to buy it, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, no, I know. You all got behind it, and it was a great.
It was so much fun.
Effort,
and our community really enjoyed it. So we are excited to do it again.
You've done bingo at Conway Elementary now. That's just become an annual event.
It is. It has, and we are set up for I believe April 1st at Conway Elementary. We're going to make it a big show again. Conway has done a fantastic job figuring out how to socially distance kiddos and parents, and how to make it a fun event without losing, how to keep people safe without losing the specialness of having an event. So we might have limited tickets, but we are going to make this a hoopla, because we love to celebrate autism awareness, especially in the month of April, and we're going to make it fantastic. And another thing we have going on in April is a lot of our schools are joining together to have a pajama day. So April 1st also is going to be a pajama day, and parents will be able to donate, I think 50 cents or a dollar, and their kiddo gets to wear pajamas to school, and the donations go to Cooking Autism. It is wonderful, and the schools are so excited about it to be able to give back. Which is amazing.
You got to talk to Mark here and have a pajama day here.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
We
should. I say that.
Everybody shows up in their pajamas.
I don't know.
Their jammies.
Yeah, I don't know that I feel how I feel about that. So maybe
Ted in his jammies.
Yeah, nobody wants that picture. Nobody wants that image.
I think it would be a lot of fun. I really do. I'd like to get a picture of that. Maybe we'll put it on the wall somewhere. Pajama day, April 1st.
Lots going on. And again, you can follow all this stuff on your Facebook page and Cooking Autism. And we'll get the word out, especially on some of these scholarship applications and grants. And there's a lot of things. And we'll definitely do a show in the next month or so to focus in on a lot of these things. Because these are really chances for you to get into the community and to get all of this information into teachers' hands.
Yes, that's exactly right. And to have a lot of fun. And just it takes a village. It really, truly does. It takes a village. And we certainly could not do it without the support of our wonderful, amazing community members.
I just noticed that your watch band, your scarf, and the straw of your drink all match. That is amazing.
And here's the funny part, is that same color is one of the colors that are on our Cooking Autism website. It's like an aqua Tiffany blue. It is one of our colors. We really love our colors, but yes, very rigid about matchy.
You match very well. April, it's great to see you. Thank you for what you do in
Thank
the community. This has been terrific, and just a lot of good information, and we'll continue to get that information out. Thank you.
Thank you.
CookingAutism.org. That is April Birch. Thank you for listening. Stay safe this weekend. Stay warm. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.